It's been a problem for decades. I would say 20, 30 years.
Many U.S. presidents have talked about NATO members needing to take on more of the burden.
President Trump wouldn't be the first president that has tried to do this. President Obama made the case, as did President Bush before him.
There was a breakthrough in 2014 at a summit in Wales, but there are other factors. In 2014, we saw the rise of ISIS. We also saw Russia and Vladimir Putin moving into Ukraine and annexing Crimea. And those things really, really scared people in Europe. It was a huge incentive to spend more so that they can defend themselves.
It's a struggle because many European countries are having their own domestic economic woes that are limiting their ability to spend on defense.
President Trump has really made this a cornerstone of his campaign, certainly, and now of his foreign policy, and is even threatening to withdraw from the alliance if the U.S., if other countries don't pay more.
I think he has put the fear of God into some countries. With a lot of his rhetoric during the campaign, he was very equivocal about whether the U.S. needs NATO, and I think that unsettled people.
His bellicose nature has certainly reignited the flame, but that flame was already burning.
NATO members are willing to pay more, and they are coming up with plans to lay out an outline for how they're going to pay more. The U.S. wants them to commit to a 10-year plan. A lot of countries aren't ready to do that.
It's going to be a constant balancing act for them and, quite frankly, for the Trump administration going forward.